feel awful for him first and foremost, you know, but then you have to go out there and do your job as a professional. So, you know, it's something that we'll just go back and try and make corrections. And, you know, our biggest focus offensively, like I said at halftime, was we just need to play that play and not worry about what happened before or what's going to happen next. So, you know, that's the way I've done it my whole career.
How ready do you feel to take over for this?
I feel great. You know, that's why you put the time and effort in to be prepared. You never want to see something like this happen, especially to Carson. And we've been together for 5 years. So, like I said, my heart goes out to him and really this team. You know, losing a guy like that that is a Pro Bowler, potential Hall of Famer, it's tough. You know, and losing a friend and a teammate. And unfortunately, that's what happens in this league is injuries occur and you have to pick up the pieces and move on because nobody's going to feel sorry for you. I mean, he's the toughest individual I've ever been around. He was trying to get back in the game, and I'm sitting there kind of going back and forth, like, am I in or am I out? I didn't know what was going on, and, you know, it didn't look good, and so I kind of knew what was going to happen, but if there's anybody that's going to try and find a way to play through an injury like that, it would be Carson. I mean, like I said, he has withstood a lot over the course of his career, and you know, it's just unfortunate to see something like this happen.
Thank you.